Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And there is yet another winter storm hitting parts of the country today with more snow, sleet, and freezing rain. It is headed for the East Coast just as the Northeast and particularly New England are digging out from a blizzard over the weekend. Boston has had almost 100 inches of snow so far this winter, the third most on record, and most of it is still on the ground. It has not melted. Earlier today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh explained that the economic impact of these storms is significant.
You know, a couple cooks, about 7 wait staff, told me if they don't open their door, they lose $6,000 that night. That's not lost wages. That's what the owner loses. So we're talking major money here in the city of Boston, major money for businesses.
Joining us for more is WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz. And Jack, I have been away and here during these storms, and I just don't think people in a lot of the rest of the country understand how much snow there is. In fact, both Robin and I have tweeted today photos of our building right here where our studios are. The entire door from floor to ceiling is covered with snow. The snow goes all the way up that high. You can see those at Jeremy Hobson, at Here and Now Robin. But Jack, what is it like outside at this point?
It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I think a lot of people around the country, they hear snow in Boston. They say, well, Boston's used to snow. Well, the thing is, Boston, at this time of year, we usually have 30 inches of snow. We've gotten, I believe, at this point, 95, and it's almost all of it been the last 3 weeks. It's absolutely unprecedented for the city. There are snow banks that are taller than I am, and I'm 6'1". It's ridiculous. You can't get around the streets because two-lane roads are down to one lane. It's just an absolute mess.
Well, and in fact, the city has started turning some streets into one-way streets to help with traffic, right?
Yeah. In a lot of parts of the city where you've got these smaller local roads, you have snowbanks that are just encroaching so far onto the roadway, not to mention you've got cars parked on the sideway. There's just no way to get two lanes past. If you do have two cars coming in the same direction, you got to pull into a driveway to get out of their way. So
a driveway.
As if driveway.
One would be dug out.
Yeah.
Well, and at this point, you can barely tell the difference between a mound of snow on the side of the road and a car covered by a mound of snow because the snow is that high. We've also heard a lot about the public transportation system, which has really taken a beating during all of this. It was completely closed down yesterday in the Boston area. How is it faring now?
Well, the MBTA, the local transit agency, is really showing its age. It's more than 100 years old, the whole system, and we saw it start to have historic delays about 2 weeks ago, and they said we had the head of the public transit agency telling people, if you don't have to, don't take public transit because
right.
We can't guarantee reliable service. All this snow, all the cold, they just haven't been able to keep up, and they've been blaming it on decades of underinvestment, and they just can't keep up.
And meanwhile, you see photos of the workers who work for the MBTA out there with shovels, shoveling each individual foot of the track. Do they not have a machine to do that?
Well, they do have a machine. They call it Snowzilla, and I believe they also have a second one that's on loan from the state of New York. But the thing is those machines are very slow. They're also prone to breaking down. You just have so much snow on the tracks that they just get tired. They need a break. So what they've actually started doing is they're taking union workers, paying them $30 an hour to just go down the tracks. Remember, they have 200 miles of track just in the Boston area, not including the commuter rail, and just digging them out. They've even turned to prison inmates as well to try and dig out the tracks.
Meanwhile, we heard about the economic impact, but also it's worth noting that everyone's in a bad mood.
Everyone's
just no.
Yes,
no,
it, because it takes people so much longer to get around.
It's well, traffic in Boston is always bad, but the last couple of weeks have been, and I say this without hyperbole, the worst traffic I have ever seen in my life. Usually it takes me 20 minutes to go the 5 miles home to get home. About a week ago, it took me 2.5 hours to get home.
If you have a car, Jeremy mentioned, make sure you know that there's these huge mounds of snow that you... Jack, yours was one of the cars that a dump truck mistook for a mound of snow, and your car doesn't look very good now after he plowed into it, correct?
Yeah, it got smacked up. I parked in front of a snowbank because I figured that would be the place to be because no car is going to be able to get through the snowbank and hit my car. As it turned out, a bulldozer came through the snowbank and hit the back.
This is what I'm worried about. I don't even want to look at where my car is right now. Jack Lepiarz, reporter with WBUR. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.